Well, yesterday, the Department of Veterans Affairs became the first federal agency to require some frontline workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And the state of California and city of New York said they will require all government workers to get vaccines or face testing. California's decision will also cover more than 2 million private and public health care workers. Well, this came as a number of medical organizations released a joint statement practically begging for COVID-19 vaccine mandates for all workers in health and long-term care. Among the signatories, the National League for Nursing. Beverly Malone is the president and CEO of NLN. Dr. Malone, you must be beside yourself. I mean, we see the hospitals filling up again with unvaccinated COVID patients. I'm assuming that's what's behind your call?
That is definitely a primary reason behind it. And nurses lead the way in terms of public health.
Well, the American Hospital Association tracks how many hospitals across the country require workers be vaccinated. As of last Thursday, fewer than 9% are doing that. This is where people in your league work. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it takes some bold leadership to step up and to make sure that it's a safe place for patients to be. It can't be a safe place to work if it's not a safe place to heal. And so it goes both ways. We owe it to our patients that the workers there are as safe as possible.
Just give me a sense, where do nurses stand on a mandate? Because we know at the Houston Methodist System in Texas, employees there sued over a mandate. A federal judge threw that out. Over 150 employees quit rather than vaccinate. That included a lot of nurses. Your thoughts?
My opinion about that is most nurses are concerned about how the care is being delivered to the patient and wanting to have a safe environment, just as I said a few seconds ago. So we're like the rest of the world. We're a microcosm of the rest of the world. There are some nurses who feel differently. But most nurses are of the opinion that we have to provide a safe, healing environment for our patients. And if that means being vaccinated, then that means being vaccinated.
Well, and for those nurses, and I'm sure, as you said, it's the majority who agree with you, what is it like to, again, risk their own health and their family's health on the front lines with this new wave of patients, many of whom refused to get a vaccine and are now begging for help from these nurses? How hard is that?
I think it's incredibly hard. And I would reach out to the public and to the nurses that are not taking that vaccination to do so. Unless there's a medical reason or a health reason, that I understand. But other than that, I cannot believe that we are looking at ourselves and not saying this is our primary responsibility. And one thing I'm very clear about, it is my and the National League for Nursing's primary responsibility, and we have stepped up to the plate.
Do you worry that a mandate will mean more of a backlash, more of people quitting, as we saw in Houston Medical, 150 people leaving?
I do not think that there will be a huge backlash. I think there are 4-point-some million nurses in the country. And so when you say 150, it's a drop in the bucket. Most nurses are totally committed to making sure that there is a safe working, healing environment for patients, as well as a safe working environment for themselves and their colleagues.
You say we have to continue to address workers' concerns, but engage in marginalized populations, work with trusted messengers to improve vaccine acceptance. But what about a federal mandate, an across-the-board mandate?
I think that we have had mandates for actual vaccinations. I think I had to have mine before I could go to school. I think I had to have mine before I can travel to a foreign country. So I don't see that as new. I see that as necessary. There is a special population of underrepresented groups, people of color, who are hesitant to take the vaccine based on history. This is a time to make sure that no more damage is done. We have to make sure that we step up and get those vaccinations. And so I encourage all those who are people of color to do exactly that.
Well, you just made a call. Do you expect nurses to do that too, to you know, in any way they can outside of the hospital, even
speak to people? Yes. Now, can we assure that they will take our information and say, oh, you've said it, so therefore we'll do it? No. People will make choices, but it's our responsibility to give the message. And that's not just for nurses. That's for everyone.
Beverly Malone is president and CEO of the National League for Nursing, which is calling on all healthcare institutions and long-term care facilities to mandate a COVID-19 vaccine. Thank you, and thanks for your work.
Thank you so much.